Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What's good,
Red?
What's
much,
good,
man.
Brother B?
Just chilling. Vibing to our new theme joint. New theme music.
Our theme
nice,
music.
Nice,
every good superhero should have one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Lady C? Lady C in the house.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hi, Lady C.
What's up, y'all? What's good?
I'm chilling.
So yeah, a good friend. That's what I call a brother of mine. Did this track for me, Blacktivity Music, and he's pretty skilled with that stuff. So I want to thank you, Brother Heck, for
the beat sounds good on that.
Oh yeah, thank you. This guy, you know, he does his thing when it comes to making tracks and stuff. He does his thing, definitely. Blacktivity Music, y'all. Name is Hector, and I think he has drum machine for hire, y'all. What up? What's going on, everybody? It is the menu on Blog Talk Radio in the house. Is Big Red, Brother B. We got co-starring Lady T. You feeling better, Lady T?
Yeah, feeling much better. My throat is not as sore, thank God. But, you know, lemon juice won't help. So why? Tell me why.
No, because you need some tea and some Ray and Nephew. That's all I'm saying.
Ray and Nephew
and some tea.
What's Ray and Nephew? I've been drinking tea. I've been drinking my it's like a lemon and ginger tea. So that helped a lot.
Wait, you don't
Ray and Nephew.
You don't know what Ray and Nephew is?
No, am I slow?
How you that little girl
do not know what Ray and Nephew is?
What is that?
Liquor.
Oh,
huh?
OMG.
Liquor.
It's alcohol.
I don't drink alcohol like that. I stick to certain things when I'm drinking.
Oh my God!
So
Listen, she don't eat chicken, and she don't be drinking liquor. I don't know what y'all man.
No, I have certain liquor. So I never had green nephew. I guess I gotta check it out.
Oh, you drink that sweet stuff. You be drinking like that. That
I do,
not
I do.
A,
it has
a fruity color.
Yes.
Oh, you like the mix? Yes, you see, like mixed drink.
Yeah.
But you know, you can mix Ray and Nephew. You know, like that's what, you know, people use that as mixes as well. They'll put, you know, use that as a
okay.
Mixer.
What does it taste like? Because like vodka, I like. Hennessy, I do not like. I don't know what the hell is in Hennessy that people
Ray and
love.
Isn't
Hennessy.
It a gin? Like no, not, it's not like a gin. I think it's a vodka.
Is it really?
No,
I don't like Hennessy.
Ray and Nephew is some Caribbean rum. It's rum. It's
right. Yeah, it's a rum. Right. I wasn't
yeah,
sure.
Oh, okay.
Clear.
If it's rum, okay.
And
people
usually mix that.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Okay. Rum. I do like. I had enough Trinidadian rum.
The faint-hearted mix it. Mm-hmm. If you're going straight, then you're in for a wild ride. I tell you that.
Oh yeah.
Yippee ki yay. So yeah. So now, you know, I gotta start getting used to this, you know. You know, you would figure after like being on the air from 2013, even though I took a nice little hiatus, had to get my life right, and we came back to Blog Talk Radio, I had to start doing all this extra stuff. So once again, hey, it's the menu with Big Red Brother B. We got Lady T in the house. Listen, check it out, people. We on Facebook. You can catch us on Facebook at The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindYourMental. We're on Instagram at Mind Your Mental, all one word. And we're also on Twitter, Brother B Vision 7 on Twitter. So, yeah. If you're familiar with Linktree, you can go to Linktree and you can, you know, with everything that we're affiliated with, The Menu. Remember, MindYourMental. You know, pull up on there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what it is. And before we get started, I do want to give a shout-out to all our listeners across the globe. Got to thank, you know, cats in the U.S., everybody in the U.S. for listening up. Definitely people in the U.K. across the pond, New Zealand, Australia, you know, they're looking out,
yes.
You know, for the,
yes.
the listening.
Yes.
Thank you. And you guys should, you know, call in sometime if you can. Well, I think we need to get this chat room thing going on. But, yeah, you know, check us out. You know, guest call numbers 347-324-3395. 347-324-3395. How could I forget? Canada, thank you. Drake Land.
Oh, Canada.
Thank you for the listening. And Drake,
oh,
man.
Canada.
So, yeah. Red. Oh, you got Red singing now. So, yeah, man. I hope everybody is well. You know, nice show that Hot Rod, you know, did last night. You guys did last night. Absolute truth. You know, once again, we got people's, you know, our family on Blog Talk Radio, the Absolute Truth Show, Monday nights, 10 p.m., Sean Black, the infamous Hot Rod, and the Lady T who doesn't know about Ray and Nephew.
Ray and Nephew.
Now I know.
You should have, Brother B, you should have said the farting Hot Rod after last night's show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
If he's listening, that was classic. That was a nice way to end the end of the year show.
Yeah. Oh, he's not doing the show next week? No show next week?
I think he said that was it for the year, right? He told us that.
Oh, wow. we'll probably do next Tuesday. And that'll be a wrap.
Yeah.
That'll be a wrap. But once again, yes, yeah, The Menu, Blog Talk Radio, guest calling number 347-324-3395. And Red, this is your topic.
Yes.
The things we do for people and the cost. Now, I know I guess this kind of goes into, what you originally wanted to do kind of spins into this, you know, mm-hmm. with the whole entitlement thing. But, okay, set it off, Red.
My thing is with people, you know, why do people feel that they're entitled to something or entitled to, you know, your time or patience or, you know, they just feel like an entitlement. Like, why is it that, you know, and I'll say, you know, unfortunately, I'll say with family and friends, they feel that they can just take advantage of you just because your family or friends or whatever it is, whatever the relationship is. Like, and like I said, they feel some type of entitlement. Like, I have to do this because of the nature of our relationship. And I don't feel that's right. You know, I don't feel that,
You like grew up together and we cool like that. Listen, you can't front. Most relationships comes with expectations.
Okay.
Depend, you know what I'm saying? Depending on the nature of the relationship, depends on the expectations. Like, if me and you were cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to expect, like, me and you grew up together. You know, I know your mom, you know my mom, you know, we know each other's family, you know, we thick as thieves. So, of course, there's certain expectations that come along with that, to the point where it's not even expectation, it's just like a given, like, because we came up together. Like, you know what I'm saying? We fam. So, of course, since we fam, we came up together, it's like I come over to your crib, you know, if you cooking, I'm eating.
Right, I get that, but what if it is to a point where that person is starting to take advantage of that, or like I said, they take advantage of that, you know, of that situation, and they start to do things that you got to question sometimes, because it's like, are you doing this because you think that, just like you said, we grew up together, we friends, or this, or, you know, family or whatever, I'm supposed to do this for you, but then you're not going to try to do anything for yourself. Or when I come to you, it's like, oh, I don't have it, or oh, I can't, or this, you know, you giving me excuse, but anytime you come to me, I already, you know, I got my hands out, or I got my arms open, like, oh, come, you know, I got you. But then one of my thing is the entitlement part of it is that, you know, like I said, they have this in their head that you're supposed to let me do these things to you. You're supposed to let me talk to you any way that I'm supposed to talk to you. I'm supposed, you know, where does that come from? That, to me, that's not respecting your, you know, that's not respecting your relationship with the person. This could be, like I said, this could be any type of relationship. Like I said, it doesn't have to just be family, friends. It could be relationship. That, you know, you understand what I'm saying? It's like you're taking advantage of me, I feel. And it's supposed to be a respect thing.
Okay, so before Lady P goes in, let's all give a warm welcome. Warm welcome.
Warm welcome.
Cherry. Miss Cherry Pie.
Miss Cherry Pie.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
You guys.
Hey, man, no,
I
didn't
say Happy New Year.
No, you did. You ain't miss us. You miss us. When did you miss us? When
I
you
was
down
last
in.
Week.
Yeah,
huh?
But you didn't miss us. When you miss us? You just miss us when you was down in.
So let me just say, in full disclosure, I do have the game on, so I am kind of caught up in Brooklyn Nets playing Golden State. I'm just going to tell you that.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm going to be here for you.
Who are you going for, Sari? It better be Golden State. Who are you going for?
Well, fortunately, I'm a Knicks fan. So my family, we were already Knicks.
Ew,
Then my father moved over to the Nets about a year ago. So, you know, he's a traitor, but he's a
traitor. I'm sorry.
Not
to jump off. All right, listen, not to jump off topic. We ain't forget about you, Lady T, but hold on. Knicks. I ain't liked the Knicks since Oakley and Ewing left.
I don't believe
they're like Santa Claus to me. They just, I don't.
Right now they got a new team. You know, they just started to rebuild. They don't have any. They don't have anybody. There's no faith.
They
in
always
them.
Have a new
They've
team.
Messed up.
They always have a new team. The Dolans are not going to allow the Knicks to really win the championship. It's the Dolan fault.
I don't know about that.
Point,
I will say
this. Players.
I never
I
go for your New
this.
York team.
I will say this. You know, I work for the Dolans, right?
Oh, so you can't say nothing nasty. Anyway.
I can give my opinion. I love the Knicks.
Oh, okay. Well, you keep loving them Knicks. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you that. Matter of fact, I'll be straight up real quick before we get back on track. I haven't watched the Knicks actually really since when they got rid of Sprewell. I was done.
Really?
After Sprewell, I was done.
Well, you should have hung in there a little bit longer. They had
no,
to
because after
every time we get a team going, they trade them. That's the problem. But right now, I think they're just building. I don't know who we're waiting for. Probably LeBron's son, and he's a junior in high school.
Only time they come to the Knicks is for the paycheck. Because the Knicks pay. That's it. McDyke sat out like a whole season, and then he went to another team, and then it started playing. But he got a check, though.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I was done. I was done.
Think about the little story with Jeremy Lin. He was sitting there bench warming for $800,000, and then all of a sudden, he jumped to $10
million. what does that tell you? So
that tells me I'm going to encourage my son to play for the Knicks.
Get that check.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Let's get back on topic. All day.
Come here and represent the Knicks. Anyway, so Lady C, your thoughts, your views.
So I'm going to just break it down. I'm going to break it down in three parts real quick. I'll save the relationship part for last.
Okay.
So let's say, okay, siblings, cousins, and so forth. It's like, I don't know, they always expect, you know, more from each other, obviously. But I think if it's coming from a place of love, why not? You know, one hand washes the other. As far as, like, family and when you're doing work for them and business for them, one thing my mother always taught me, because, like, I do hair on the side, she's like, you charge people the same amount that they will go to the salon for, or if you want to give them a little discount, yeah, but they still need to pay you. And I remember when she said that to me, but I was like, okay, you're my mother. I'm going to do it for you for free. She said, no, you're not. She said, don't you have to buy your products and so forth? You understand what I'm saying? So she said, if I'm paying, let's say, I don't know what she would pay to get her hair done nowadays at the salon, but let's say $60, she would give me half of that to do the same job. You get what I'm saying? So she's like, you still have to charge something. I don't care if I'm your mother or not. Come up with a price, figure it out. You got to buy products. Now, in relationships, I don't think we should come in expecting anything from the other person other than you fill my cup, I fill your cup. So as far as that goes, I don't know if the expectations is not coming from a genuine place. I'm a person that really would not expect your offer, you know what I mean? Because you have people who come in with the intentions like, I'm going to do this, that for her to get the coochie. You get what I mean? So it's like it's not really coming from a genuine place. Somewhere down the line, eventually you'll probably get the coochie. But just like if you're just doing it to work your way up to getting it, I think that's so corny. And another thing is like after the person breaks up, oh, I used to do this and that for her, those kind of things and those kind of stuff. If you break up with the person, you should never even mention what you did or didn't do for them because if it came from a genuine place without expectations, then that's what happened. The end. So it's really, I think people shouldn't come in expectations and feel like, you know, you must do this for me because I knew you for so many years and it's that. And if a person wants to do it from the heart and it comes from a genuine place, that's how it's going to be. And that's it.
Yeah.
All right,
good. True.
Ms. Cherry, who's watching the game?
Yeah. Honestly, I just signed on, so I'm not really sure what we're talking about.
Look at the damn title.
No, I was trying to look it up. I couldn't find it. Do you see me get quiet?
Yeah, okay. No, the topic tonight was the things we do for people and the cost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I see it like this. I'm gonna put my couple of cents in before the infamous Hot Rod comes on. A.K.A. Mr. Gas, Captain Gas.
Hope you took an enema today.
You know what? That's the number one problem right there. Why should expectations come with a relationship? I think expectations actually can possibly ruin a relationship. Because you shouldn't expect something from someone else. You should more on the lines expect it from yourself. I mean, there's certain things you can look for. You know, there's certain things you can, you know, maybe, you know, want, but you shouldn't expect certain things, because then that, I think that just leads to, like, when you don't get what you want, then you get extremely disappointed, and then you're looking at the person like, you know, like, well, damn, like, you're a disappointment as a whole. Why? Just because I didn't make pancakes the way you like them? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it really, this is what we're going to have a beef about. And people, some people pick the pettiest things because either they're petty or they just really don't want to be bothered with the relationship sometimes. So what do you think, Ira? Oh.
No, I'm only kidding. I'll wait.
Wait, 5-8-5-8-5-8-9-1. You're on the air with the menu.
Hello, good evening, fine people.
Oh,
good evening,
oh,
good
Kendall.
Evening.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know why I be getting y'all numbers twisted up. How are y'all gonna kill me? Well, go ahead, what's up,
man?
Kendall? What's going on?
Oh my goodness. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Here we are.
What's up?
Here we are to Tuesday night. I see the topic. Well, you know what? I can't say that anybody's perfect, but also, it comes with a lot of things that people expect too much of. And, you know, if you don't feel that, oh, you didn't get it. I mean, it's like this. It's like you're going out and, you know, you see an ad, you see something in the ad that looks good. And then after, once you see it up close, it doesn't look the same way it did when you wanted it. It doesn't look the same. You understand? So that's how life is.
Yeah, but some people can't deal with that. Like, you know,
no,
you know,
they
can't. I said something earlier, and I want, if Ms. Cherry can touch upon this, there's certain things that are just beyond the monetary cost of thing, because you can, like, with the money thing, certain things you can just be replaced. But what about
right.
the emotional cost?
The
emotional cost
on somebody. It stays forever. It stays for a long time. You know, it's like a disappointment or someone who gets upset because of, you know, all the wrong things and stuff like that. It's like these days, unfortunately, people bring in too much things into a relationship. And, you know, you got to let go of whatever baggage that you had before. You got to let it go. You can't bring it into the next relationship because, you know,
yep,
what? That's what, and that's a problem right there, because too many people hold on to things. And, you know, they take it out on the next person, and that next person is not, you think that next person is going to stick around and deal with whatever you're dealing with? They're going to be like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of this. And they'll leave.
You want to know something with what K-Dog just said? It's interesting that guys always say that, but one thing that I noticed, guys come with a bag load of baggage that they don't unpack themselves, and they're always quick to focus on the female perspective of she's been hurt, oh, the damsel in distress. But I've noticed men, they keep certain things hidden, and not until a female may trigger those points will they reveal why they're hurt. You understand what I'm saying? They would say, oh, no, I'm not hurt because of that. But the moment that, let's say, a female does something that their ex did, it'll give them a flashback. So to say that people, come with baggage, I think we all come with baggage. I think people sometimes don't heal completely before they go into another relationship.
It's absolutely 100% correct, because there's too much of that, and it goes on. And like I said, it goes on. It's not just, you know, people shouldn't blame just the woman, but also it's the man too. Both sides, you know, and that's the problem.
And a lot of men feel, you know, something that I noticed from talking to guys that I'm working on a project with right now, a lot of them speak on how they don't heal, and the way that they heal is going to the next chick. So you go into the next chick, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you ended that relationship, and then within a month or so,
you dating again. They really don't heal. They think that going to the next chick is going to cure it. It really doesn't. You find them in a relationship.
Not at all.
It never heals.
And then when they get to a certain age, it's like they never wasn't anything stable, and they're looking at their self now like, oh, man, I made these mistakes. This is, they can see what they did now and what they need to work on.
But you know what it is? It's like this. It's like I learned this the hard way. Like, yo, listen, look, you got to just let it go. And, you know, you got to take time out for yourself in order to heal. You got to take time out for yourself. And that's the most important thing is being, I know this alone time, you got to have that alone time with yourself to know what you're going to tolerate and
right.
know what you're not going to tolerate. You got to know what it is you want and what it is you don't want in a relationship.
That's
you know, that's
hard.
How it is.
Right.
It's too hard to do for some people. I'm not going to say it's easy for anybody to get over a hurt because some hurts, it could scar a person. It could cause a scar on some people. It could cause a scar on a person and they stay with it. But you know what?
But you know what? Real quick, if I may interject real quick, K-Dog, I mean, going along the lines of what you're saying, you know what? Some people don't want to heal. Well, some people don't want to heal, but at the same time, some people do not, they can't even identify with who they are, let alone have that alone time. Some people don't even like themselves. Some people can't even, they're not even trying to do the soul searching to find out who they are to make the situation, you know, better for them so they can be better for someone else or for the next situation.
And you know what else? When it comes to that, that's a huge problem right there because I was talking to a couple of people. I was having this conversation not too long ago with a couple of my friends. All of us were having a group chat, and one of them was talking on a YouTube channel about that, and they were breaking down a lot of things that people are doing wrong in relationships. That's what caused that, and she said. Both the man and the woman, both of them come with that issue. I mean, it's she was saying, she says,
it's entitlement.
You know what it is?
It's an entitlement.
It's an entitlement.
Right.
And then plus you're bringing those things into it. You're causing a problem. You're making, and even worse, when the two of you are arguing all the time, it doesn't make it happy. It's not happy. You don't bring things happily into it. And, you know, you have to, it's up to you. You got to look, find it within yourself to say, wait a minute, you know what? This person's probably living their best life. Why am I still holding on to what it is this person did? And it also comes with something that's very powerful. It comes with forgiving the person that did you dirty. You can't just sit around hating the person for what that person did. You can't go around with the, she did me wrong, he did me wrong, or you're still holding on.
Because then you carry that into the next relationship. You carry that
when
you go and you know into somebody else.
And you're carrying all those things. I mean, you gotta let it go. You gotta let it go. And you know what it is? It's like the anger. The anger, the insecurities, the garbage and all that stuff, you got to let it go. You can't just bring it in. You can't just, it goes, like I said, both male and female. You can't just bring those things in, you know? You can't just bring those things in. You got to shut it down.
Sounds like expectations. Like we all think it's going to be a perfect world. Everybody can forgive and forget, and we can have happy relationships. It's not
like that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen like that.
Expectations.
You know what I
never
like?
I never said it's going to be perfect. I never said it's going to be perfect. I'm just saying what it is in general. But however,
what I don't like is,
are people going to do it? Nope, they're not.
What I don't like is when people get like they, you know, they're not fully healed. They just get out of something and they go to the next person with the baggage, and then there's this expectation of like, well, I need you to hold some of this, or I need you to, you know, to take some of this weight. Meanwhile,
so they feel you're entitled to that,
because you got to
hold on to your own bag.
You know, you got to let me, you got to let me, you know, you got, but wait a minute, why I got to let you? You should have did that before you came and see me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You should have did all of that. You should have let go all that. But some people step into these, you know, these new situations with this thing of like, oh, you got to let me breathe a little bit because I just came out of this and just came out. So if you just came out of it, why are you getting to something else? Because you got people
I'll
out there that I don't want to be alone.
There's four different types of attachment styles when you're in relationships, and there's certain trigger points to these attachment styles. I think y'all might want to do this on a different show, okay? You have, like, an emotionally available man, dismissive avoidance, fearful avoidance, and so forth. There's, like, four different ones. And when you see and read the reactions and interactions of how certain people interact when they're in relationships, you'll understand what the detachment style is and why they can't detach from certain things or certain traumas. So everybody doesn't feel the same way. Like with a breakup, you might have a person that might get over that crap within a week. Like, you know what? It is what it is. And they can keep it going. You understand what I'm saying? You might have someone, it'll take them years. Depending on what it is. Everybody reacts different to certain things that traumatizes them, let's say, quote-unquote, because it's not really trauma. You're kind of over-exaggerating it because of your attachment style. So when you understand that, you will understand how to get over somebody. Like me, for instance, I'm not doing it again to myself. Like I'll look back and how I reacted over a breakup. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing that again. I'm overreacting like that. I think I overreacted over something that was like not even in my lane.
True.
Gotcha.
9089, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
What's going on, people?
Oh Lord.
Hey, hey. What's up?
Oh, Lord.
Gotta come in all nice.
Wow,
and
I really
gotta
get set off.
Oh, Lord.
Don't give me that.
Oh,
because I'm actually up late. Because I'm on vacation, so leave me alone.
Stupid.
See, I'm gonna be good today. Because I've been
I'll be good. That didn't even sound right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll be good. Okay, fine. I'm still sober. Jeez, people. Listen, I just got finished making three batches of coquito, so you gotta bear with me.
Oh, man.
But you ain't bringing none. You ain't bringing none.
You can put it in order. You put it in order.
I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know I had to.
You absolutely have to.
Excuse me. I'm being treated
because,
like
you know,
that
I,
now. Okay.
Because I live a state away, and when I come into the city and I'm making drops, I need to know where I'm going. You put it in the way.
I got wheels.
And what?
See? What's your point?
Well, then bring you behind the Bayonne then. Shit. So, how's that? I'll have a bottle ready for you tomorrow.
You gotta come across the last minute. Last minute.
Okay. Damn. All right. So here's the deal. I've been listening to all of this. And
okay.
This is just my little tiny perspective on it. The best way to deal, honestly, is to have fun. Don't get listen, you're in a relationship for X amount of years or whatever. You guys break up for whatever the reasons are. The worst thing you can do is jump into something. The best thing you can do, the couple of things. Have fun. Don't get involved right away. And spend time with yourself as much as you don't want to. Because at the end of the day, you still got to look yourself in the mirror. Ain't nobody else around. You got to really learn who you are. That takes time.
Facts.
Because a lot of people, they don't like who they see in the mirror. They don't. So they transfer a lot of that self-hate onto everybody else. So not only do their personal relationships fail, but their regular friendships, their professional friendships, There's an actual pattern to that because they're just not happy with who they see in the mirror every day. You have to become comfortable with who you see. And honestly, you need to talk to that person. You're stuck with that person for the rest of your life. So if you can't like that person, you're going to be in trouble. And you're never going to have any type of healthy relationship at all, whether it's with friends, family, professional, personal, whatever. You're not going to have that. You got to learn who you are. You have to like who you are. You have to get to know yourself. But you should definitely have fun. Just don't go jump into a relationship. Spend 3 days banging, 3 days drinking, and 1 day resting.
That's all well, but get to know who you are in the process. And that emotional baggage, man, listen here. You don't need to carry that nowhere. Leave that where it's at. Because that right there, that does, and it's easier said than done. Don't get it twisted. But if you want to do it clean, and when I say clean, I mean have a completely fresh start and your next endeavor, whatever it may be, you got to leave that baggage. You have to. You have to start taking it apart bit by bit and burying it somewhere far away where you're comfortable, where you're never going to see it again. Bury it, burn it, I don't care, but you have to stop carrying it around because it's not going to do nothing but weigh you down. You're never going to do anything or go anywhere with that weighing you down. That is just going to prevent anything good from coming because you're still carrying all of that negativity around. He did what he did. She did what she did. You know what? At the end of the day, karma is going to deal with them. Let karma handle that scandal. That's not your beef anymore. That is not your beef.
True.
You know how many times I sit? Listen, I sit back and I hear stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And I keep it pushing. That's not my problem. That's, listen, that's between that person and karma. I'm just here for the drinks and the food. That's all I'm here for. Let karma handle that. That's it. All of that other stuff, I'm not here for it. I'm not. Life is too short for any of it. If you're somewhere where you don't, where you know you shouldn't be, leave. It's that simple. Leave, find something new and better for yourself. And don't bring all of that negativity from back there up here. Don't do that. I'm telling you, listen.
Easier said than done.
It's really not easier said than done. Well, yeah, it is easier said than done, but I'm coming from this already. So I'm saying it.
I get you, but there's...
You know, and it wasn't easy when I was doing it.
That area of being alone...
Well, I'm an only child.
In these, hold on, no. Well, okay. But in this day and time, and even more so, some people just don't... Some people rather be in something toxic than to be alone.
Than to be alone, exactly.
Because it makes their life better.
Yeah,
how does that make your life? That makes your life miserable.
Sacrifice.
Right.
Which is,
you say that. Not to the, exactly. I would say not to the. See, some people live or thrive off that type of drama. They enjoy it. You, like I said, you and I may say, well, what the fuck? You know, like, I wouldn't be bothered with that nonsense. But you have some people, and even if you tell them, like, they may say something to you about it. But even if you tell them that, listen, that's not normal. They don't look at it that way. They look at it like you're not the normal. Well, you're not going through that, so you must not be the normal. No, I pick my type of drama that I want exciting drama. If I'm going to get drama, I want it to be exciting and fun type of drama, not drama that's going to drain me of all my energy and vibe and all that other stuff. I don't like that type of drama.
And listen, to be real, I've been there and I've done that. So if I say it, it's not because I'm just saying it to say it. It's saying it because I've lived that. And you know what? It ain't worth it. And that's one thing I don't understand. Don't ask me for my opinion and I tell you and then you want to feel some kind of way. That's the worst thing you can do. Don't ask someone that actually has already gone through this and has said no. Don't sit there and ask them their opinion about what you're going through because they're going to tell you the truth. They're not going to sugarcoat it.
But check
and
this
if
out.
You're not ready, don't ask.
I've had a woman tell me, this is years ago. She said, well, you're a man, so you're supposed to deal with my shit. You're supposed to deal with our shit. That's what you're supposed to do. And I was like, well, wait a minute.
There you go.
I said, wow. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. I said, what?
Sure.
What puts me in that position? Well, because I'm a man. I'm really supposed to deal with your shit. Like, I'm supposed to deal with your baggage. I'm supposed to deal with your mood swings, your ups, your downs, your left, right. I'm supposed to deal with it because I'm a man. No, I don't have to deal with it. And see, that's the problem. A lot of people love to put their shit on other people. They love, and it's like it's beyond baggage. You know what I'm saying? I don't for the life of me,
it's
I don't
get it. It's a transference.
Well, it's a transference. It's an entitlement, but it's also, once again, we go back to the word expectation. Because some people just expect you to make that sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? And the cost that we have to pay is either sanity, you know, that peace of mind that we all think that we would like to have in a relationship, but sometimes we just don't. Whether it's a personal relationship, whether it's a family relationship, you know what I'm saying, or a friendship. That whole relationship thing is beautiful until somebody needs or wants something. And then you're like, oh, shit, all right, so what's going to come behind this now? You're asking me for
right,
this,
exactly.
Or you want me to do that. So it's like, so what's going to come with it now? Because there's always going to be something. Sadly, you always have to expect,
honestly,
you know, something else.
Well, you should expect certain things, but what you should not expect, your expectations should not be high in any type of real relationship. I don't care what kind of relationship. Listen, your expectations should be realistic. That's what they should be. Anyone that's
You want to be honest?
They should be real. Like, come on.
I don't think we should have expectations of one another.
I think we should have realistic expectations. Like, for instance, my expectations are realistic and lame and boring. I expect you to not lie and cheat. Go call me crazy. I expect you to give me the same amount of respect I give you. I mean, I know it's a foreign concept, but oh my God. Oh, and once a month, I expect you to put all the sweets outside my door and walk away slowly. Those are realistic expectations.
And what happens if it doesn't happen?
Well, you know
what?
Considering the fact those expectations are so low, if you can't meet those, I can absolutely walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to meet something.
Yeah.
You got to be. And again, my expectations, they're not, and this is the thing, they're realistic. They're not outrageous. It's not like I'm saying, oh, I expect you to be balling six figures, have this, have. Listen, all of that. I don't care about that. That's not who I am. And that's not who a lot of people in general are. A lot of people in general don't have those expectations.
You know what I do expect? Even it's not even an expectation. Really, it's just one of those things that are given. I look for you to get on my nerves. Anything after that is just a nice bonus. But I'm always going to look for you to get on my nerves because that's just
that's
the nature of things.
Well, I think that's a male or female thing.
Yeah, but you know what? It can be a male or female thing. But in certain cases, it depends on your tolerance. Because the whole thing if I don't ask you to do anything, or if I don't really need you to do anything, just do what you're doing. Because see, once again, people, when we go into these relationships, once again, it's expecting things, and if we don't get them, then all of a sudden it's a problem. So isn't that like a bit selfish?
It depends on your expectations, I think. Because there are certain expectations.
You know what? Hold on.
Honestly.
Cherry, get on here, Cherry. Put the damn game down. We want to hear what you got to say. Because I know you got something to say. Go ahead, Cherry. Bring it on.
First, I was going to say we're almost up by 40 points on fourth. But now that I'm back, I think it's normal to have expectations. Because it's the standards, and I have certain standards. I think what's important is that if you go into a relationship with expectations, you make that clear when you're stepping in. And somebody knows if they're not going to meet them, so why waste time? If I say I want a man with six figures and you earn one, you already know there's a problem. So
exactly.
Just as long as you can communicate it walking in, I think you definitely have to have expectations.
As long as they're reasonable.
Yeah, well, you know, I personally think.
See, that little sticker just said you're not
saying,
reasonable. You know that, right?
No, I'm not saying reasonable. I think that, I think you have to set what you want. So what I might say may not sound reasonable to you, but it's reasonable to me. You know what I mean? So I don't think there's, you said low expectations. My expectations may be, I want a man that is working every day and that does this and that and this. Somebody else might think that that's too much. So
but that's not.
I think it has to be an individual. Yeah, I know.
I will check this out.
You know what my expectation is? My expectation is that you treat me the way that I treat you. If you can meet that expectation, we're good.
Because I know how
okay,
I choose people.
And it's a realistic expectation. It's not outrageous.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You know what? I got to address this. Because, you know, K-Dog dropped off. I don't know what happened to K-Dog. But I really got to put this out here. I'm listening to everything that everyone is saying. From Lady T to Red to Miss
mm-hmm.
Cherry to Mika. But one thing that I haven't heard as an expectation is the main thing. It should be love. I've heard everything else. But I didn't hear love. And you know what?
I think we're talking about going into a relationship, but that's kind of a given.
Not every relationship is based off that.
If you're in a relationship with someone for X amount of years, or whatever the case may be, and you guys are literally like best friends, you guys are like literally all you do is text and call. Like, there are certain things that you do that tell you. That's kind of an unwritten thing. If you're just in a relationship or situation, whatever the hell Jada Pinkett said, where, you know, you're just like, there you go, that's that word. Oh, Lord have mercy. Talk about politically incorrect. You know, where you're just laying it out where all we're doing is banging, well, then you should have no expectations because that's all you're doing. But if you're
actually building something, I'm not really, because sometimes that turns into something else. So, but I'm just, yeah, go ahead.
and be honest with you. If you want more, or if that other person is going for more, but you're not, that needs to be addressed instantly to avoid any BS.
Okay.
That has to be addressed. There's no way around that.
I also think, as we get older, right, when you're younger, you do marry for love, you do date for love, but as you get older, you start to realize love doesn't always pay your bills. There's other things that factor into it that are just as important. So,
well, love didn't pay my bills back then.
You know what I'm saying? I love you and we starving together. You require more. You have expectations. It's not just I love you, we'll get through this. It's like we both got to get a job. The kids got to get fed. We, you know, there are responsibilities. And I think as you get older and those responsibilities pile on you, we just can't focus on love.
It's part of the equation, I would think.
But it is not
so, you know
what? All right, But when you're young,
that's all it is.
About love.
Let me go down the line. So, Miss Cherry, which is more,
mm-hmm.
you know, which to you is more important? Is it the love or the business of the relationship?
At this point in my life?
Yeah.
Or you mean when I was younger?
No, go ahead. Now. Which is more important?
Well, I wouldn't be involved with somebody that I didn't care for, okay? When I'm entering in a relationship.
Love, either love or business of the relationship. Don't try to skirt around. Don't double.
He's not giving gray areas today, huh?
No, what do you mean
by business of the relationship? What do you mean
Come on, man, listen. You know, like you said, in your stage, at your point in life, you know what I'm saying? Paying bills, building together, things of that nature. Because, see, if we're talking about you get with somebody or you're in a relationship, whether it's a personal or it's a friendship or whatever, there's always some type of vision of, oh, when I get on, I'm going to do this, or when I do this, or when we're going to build this together, this, that, and the third. So which outweighs, which is more important, the love for the person or the business
right
of the relationship, the future business that you, a relationship you see you can have?
Right now, where I am in life, I would say I cannot respect someone who doesn't have their business in line. I'm almost 50. That means half of a century. If you're still trying to get it together, that's a problem. You should have had a plan. It should be in the making. It should be like we're looking forward to retirement. We're building on what we already have. But if you're still trying to find yourself at 50, even if I loved you, I would eventually start to look at you and question your ability to lead, you're questioning your ability to make sound decisions, that's going to put a strain on our relationship. So I don't want to make it sound like cutthroat, like it's all about the business, but you do have to be able to handle your business at this age that I am now. If I was younger, if I was in my 20s, I may not feel that way. But at this age and looking at what I've accomplished and looking at what I've seen other people accomplish and then looking at somebody that is still trying to get it together, I don't think love would carry me through that. I really don't. I think it has to be combined, but.
I got you. All right. I respect that. Lady T.
You said love or the relationship?
Yeah, love or the business of the relationship. Because, listen.
I don't know what the business of
the
relationship means. But
that's what I asked him. He didn't want to answer.
Yeah, you can't say the business of the relationship.
Right,
the
so,
relationship
so
is. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right, so check this out. Either you're getting with somebody for love, but see, later on down the line, you have the love, but can you build with that person? See, that's where the business comes in.
No.
So which is more
important? I don't know. You're confusing me with that business part. Let's X out that business part, right?
Okay.
And just say relationship.
All right. Well, all right.
Thank you.
So which is more important?
So I feel like the relationship. Love is going to come regardless. People are going to catch feelings after a year or two. Who knows when they catch feelings. But the focus on building a strong relationship, that's more important. And like Miss Cherry said, if the guy doesn't come already built, I'm not doing a builder man. I'm not doing those. So if you're not already, you know, you have your own, I have my own, and we're trying to work together to, I guess, be a power couple, let's say, it's not going to work for me. So as far as love or the relationship, I would say the relationship comes first because to me that's the foundation towards love.
Yeah, you have to
right.
Respect the person you're with, and they have
exactly
to be able to bring
respect.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
You're building an empire. You're not trying to start over and raise a man to be a man.
And don't forget, Brother
that's
D, can I just say something on the relationship part that you say with that? You already like the person if you're going into a relationship, even if you didn't fall in love with them yet. To take that step to even go into a relationship, I'm sure you like them, you respect them, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Red.
Well, all right, well, I'm going to say this, what you say, business or the love, you know, business or love. As the ladies say, yeah, you know, at this age that we all are, you have to come with something. You can't just come, you know. Like I always say, I can like you, you know, as long as I like you, the love will come easy. But see, the like part starts with you have to show me that you can do something or you have something going on already. Because, you know what, I have my own stuff. Like I have, you know, I live on my own. I have my own apartment. I can do things on my own. Now, if you're coming into this, don't come into this once again thinking that you're going to get a free ride or you're just going to be laying up or, you know, it's not going to be like that. You coming in once again, have something of your own, even if you have, you know, even if you have your own apartment, your own thing going on. Okay, so then as the relationship is going, if it gets to a point where it's like, all right, I have the things that he has, the things that will contribute to my household, and I have things that will contribute to, you know, us being together. Okay, then we can build from there. At this point, yes, it should be, I'll say, business, because once again, if we're already dealing with each other, yeah, I already like you, but it's just like I said, the love is going to come easy. That'll come, that'll flow as time goes on. But then if you're coming to me and it's like, you have emotional baggage. You got financial baggage. You got this going and that going and all these things going on. And I, once again, I'm going to try to help and work with you. But, you know, when it comes to a point where it's like it may get too much or it comes to a point where it's like I have to hold us both down all the time. No, it shouldn't be like that. We should be holding each other down. Okay? Or, you know, equal, you know, holding each other down. So, I can say, you know, the business part of it, we're going to have to, you know, that's going to have to come first before we start getting into everything else, because I need to know that you can be once again. I need to know that you are dependable, just like you need to know that I am dependable as well. Like I said, if I'm slack up on something, you say, all right, I got this, babe, don't worry about it. And just like if he's slacking up on something, all right, you know, I got it for this week, the next time you got it around. Now, once again, it's not going to be perfect. We know this is not a perfect world. We know things happen. Okay? Anything can happen in the time when you're in a relationship, but you have to be able to be ready. Both of you guys have to be able to be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say that with the business part of it.
Mika?
I was like it.
Well, you already know me. Because, you know, listen, you know how I get down. I've been working. I stay working. I have a side hustle. Listen, whoever I'm with has to have something going. It's just the bottom line. Love is something that comes later on, you know? It's not even a sound cold, but it's a fact. At this stage, listen, I got my insurance policies, you know, I got my savings, I got all of that stuff, my kids. You know what I'm saying? If I'm involved with somebody, you coming to me, you got to, besides having an actual good job, and I don't mean freaking sitting up there working on Wall Street or doing what I do, but you got to be pulling at least 40 hours a week. You know what I'm saying? And if you got a side hustle, it better be legal. Don't come over here with no illegal stuff, because I'm going to kick you straight to the... There are no... However, in Jersey, I will say this, it is legal to sell pot. Just for the record, it's legal now. So that, as long as you're licensed, I'm fine. But at the end of the day, you got to be doing something. You can't come to me talking about, yeah, I still live at my mom's house in the basement and I work part-time. Dude, you are 40-something, damn near 50. You can love these nuts. That's what you can love right now. That's what you can love. And that's about it. You can't come to me without having something to contribute to what I'm trying to build. Because if I'm with you, I want to build something with you. I'm not trying to be with you just because, you know, you're swinging like Dexter or all of that. Listen, that was 20-some-odd years ago.
Yeah,
we ain't doing that here. We've been over that. Listen, I don't even get dressed in the Hoochie Mamas no more. I'll be over here trying to keep my sweats on. I don't go out with my hair just anything now. Come on.
All right, well, check
this out. We grown.
All right, well, check this. All right, and you're right. But I'm going to say something, and this goes for both sides of the yard. You know, we've got like 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. It sounds like no matter what the relationship, no matter what the situation, it sounds like everything is about conditions. Love is conditional. The relationship is conditional. Everything, like my love or someone's love is conditional, you know, unless you can provide these things. Or you can do this and you can show me that. And the thing is, no matter what you say or how you say it, someone is always going to perceive it a different way. But the one thing that translates through everything and that gets through is the L word, is love. Because that really shouldn't come with no conditions. That should be unconditional. But if I had to say, like if I didn't know any of you guys, you know, and just listening, it would be like, wow, it's all about conditions, and then something else, and that's how it may translate. But on that note, Mika, Lady T, Red, and Miss Cherry, who's watching the basketball game, it's been real.
Okay,
Dog, Hot Rod. Sorry, Ron, that you couldn't get on. This has been a nice piece. And,
Brother,
you know, it gave
me
something to think about.
Brother
B? Yeah.
You abandon me. Love don't live here anymore.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Here she goes. She's back to Rose Royce. Rose Royce.
Okay, well, at least she didn't do what's love got to do with it. I'm just saying, she could have pulled out the Tina, too.
Just listen, just have my cookies already, all right?
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm putting my order in, Mika.
Listen,
oh, you want yours?
Everybody,
listen,
yeah,
I'm on vacation. Hit me up.
Have
I will, no problem. I got
blessed
you.
Holiday. You guys be
y'all
safe
be
out
blessed.
There. Take care.
Safe.
We'll catch you next week, Tuesday,
happy
for the
holiday,
last show
everybody.
Of the new year. And, I guess
oh,
we'll make it a rowdy.
Birthday. And it's my
birthday,
birthday, so you have to make it out next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
If y'all want to do a ladies' night, we'll do a ladies' night before the last one of the year. That's what y'all want to do? You
yeah,
let me know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Let me know. Because I promise I'll behave the whole night.
On that note, don't come on here lying to me. You must have started drinking already. On that note, listen, happy holidays, everybody.
Enjoy, guys.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Later, guys.
Peace.
All right, bye, guys.
Later.
Later.